Good afternoon, Graber and Graber.
Hi, is Shannon available?
This is she.
Hi, Shannon. This is Steve with Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing today?
I'm good. And what company are you with?
Bank of Cardiff.
Okay.
We had spoken actually back in January. I don't know if you recall that at all, but we are speaking about talking about how your business was actually pre-approved for the $250,000. Some equipment or some capital based off your UCC filing. And you said you guys weren't looking at anything in January just because it was, the slower season of the weather, and it was kind of, you guys were just sitting on some stuff. And you just told me to give you actually a call back in, late summer, midsummer, because that's usually when you guys start looking at to bring out some equipment. And I know you said you like to stick around with local banks and things like that. And,
mm-hmm.
Just seeing if you guys have any, things coming up here soon, or if you guys have been looking, or what's going on there.
Not as of right now, and we've been pretty fortunate to where we've been paying cash for the last two purchases that we made. It's four new trucks that we purchased, and we just paid cash for them.
Mm-hmm.
So we didn't need any kind of financing for them. So, as of right now, the owner hasn't given me any reason to think that we need any financing, but
okay. It
could certainly change within the next, 2 months as well, too.
Sure. Do you guys ever take advantage of the 179?
Yes, we do.
Okay. Is that usually towards more of the end of the year, or when does your fiscal year end for you guys?
Our fiscal year does end standard calendar year 12/31, and typically we wait and kind of see how things go, and then we kind of make big purchases towards the end of the year if we need to.
Yeah.
That process.
Because I think actually Congress, they passed a law. I think it's $500,000 now or something like that.
I believe it is. Yes.
Yeah. So it's kind of big. All right.
Yes. Yep.
Okay. All right. Well, I guess would it be okay if I just follow up, with you? I know you guys don't have any needs right now. How are your sales this year? Pretty good?
Yeah, they're actually really good. I'm going to say we're about 25% ahead of the game from where we were last year. So
I'm
not quite sure what's happening in the construction world in our area, but it's been very good to us, I'll tell you that.
Well, that's awesome. What are you guys doing differently, do you think, than last year?
I think it's just a lot more business. I think more companies are getting, coming out of that big, long recession. I think companies are finally getting comfortable enough to where they're wanting to do add-ons or build new buildings or, what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, sure,
Or they were really reserved about even doing it. They'd get a budget, and if it was too high, they're like, we'll shelf that until next year.
Yeah, I gotcha. Well, that's awesome. Since you guys have more business, did you guys bring on any new personnel or anything, or take on new clients?
No new clients, no new personnel.
Oh, wow. Okay. Just out of curiosity, I know you guys are kind of seasonal. Just curious, so what causes you guys a slowdown?
Our slowdown typically happens in between, December and March, and that's blatantly because of winter conditions.
Yeah, I totally understand. Do you guys ever shift your focus? Do you guys do anything in the wintertime?
If it's indoor work, we will, but if it's outdoor, there's not a lot you can do when there's, 6-7 inches of snow on the ground.
Yeah, totally understand. Okay. Do you guys ever get thin for cash flow or anything during that time?
Do we what?
Ever get thin, in cash flow or anything for that time? I don't know if you guys, for payroll and things.
No, that's my job. I need to make sure that I hold enough cash to get us through those months. So
sure, absolutely.
If I'm not doing my job, I might probably have one.
I gotcha. Right? Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, the only reason I ask that is because I know a lot of people that sometimes, if you guys are ever on do you guys ever do, net 60s or net 90s or anything like that?
Not typically, no.
No?
No.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, the only reason I ask is because I know, during your slow time, I know some people get really thin on cash flow, and, they need to take out, a capital loan just to pay for that, and they get paid on the, the net 60, and then they make money, and they pay back the loan really short. So have you ever done anything like that, taking out a capital loan or anything?
No. And I'll be honest with the owner. Actually, he's one of those guys that he hates credit. He doesn't like to have a lot of stuff on loan, and if we do take out a loan, he's usually paying it off early.
Makes
sure there's not a prepayment penalty, so.
Oh, sure, yeah. See, and that's perfectly us. We don't even have a prepayment penalty. So, we have capital, too, working capital. That's shorter-term loans. It's really awesome. They're actually pretty nice.
Okay.
So, that's also something that we do. We don't also, just as well as, equipment financing, which we talked about a little bit before. So capital is really nice, too. Do you guys have, any options for growth or anything coming up? opportunities, I should say?
No. No.
No?
No, he doesn't. He has okay. no intentions on growing the business at all.
Oh, really? He just wants to stay there?
Potential to grow the business. But, yeah. I mean, he has already grown it. I mean, he got the business in 2013. He took over. And I'm going to say since that time, he's almost tripled the sales volume. And
oh,
so
wow.
He's pretty comfortable where it's at right now. And as he ages, he's like, I don't really want to, you know.
Yeah.
Fight off more than I can chew since we've already done so well. So.
Yeah, I totally understand. Okay. All right. Well, I think I did send you an email a long time ago back in January. I don't know if you still have that. Would it be okay if I send you another email? I know you have your local banks and things like that. I mean, mm-hmm. How long have you guys worked with them, just out of curiosity?
I'm going to say 6-7 years now.
Oh, okay. And how is that experience with you guys? Like that relationship with them? Pretty good?
Yeah, it's really good, actually.
Okay.
We had gone from another local bank that we had been with for probably 20 years and decided to change banks because our banker changed. So.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so.
Okay. And that's just like it's a normal nationwide bank, isn't it, I'm guessing?
I believe it is. I'm not quite sure, to be honest.
Okay. I thought you were in charge of the finances. No, I'm just kidding.
It's Lake City Bank, and I believe that they're just locally. I don't believe that they're nationwide.
I don't think they are. They sound kind of lakeside. That sounds like the ones I was asking, like, you know, like Chase or Wells Fargo.
No.
You know, the big banks, yeah.
No, we stay away from those banks.
Yeah, I gotcha. Do you guys have, like, a line of credit through Lakeside? Lake City, sorry.
We do. We do have a line of credit through them, but like there again, we don't try not to tap into it.
Yeah, I wouldn't offer you to tap into the line of credit. You know, that hurts your credit score quite a bit, actually, sometimes, you know, especially if you're over, I think it's like 30% or something like that available. So, okay. Well, Shannon, can somehow I lost your email again. Would it be okay if I got your email again? Just that way I can send you some information?
Yep.
Okay.
It's Shannon @
Okay.
GraberInc.com.
Graber Inc?
INC.
Okay, perfect. All right, yeah, I'll just send it to you. I sent it to you before. I'm sure you looked at it. I just don't know what happened. But, you know, if the occasion ever arises, you know, feel free to give us a call. You know, I'd like to, you know, maybe one day be your banker financial associate. You know, helps you guys out with anything. You know, we're like a relationship-based bank out here, so that's what we're looking to do.
And where are you out of?
We're actually out of San Diego, so we're not really typical local to you.
Okay.
But, you know, we do really specialize in these two areas. I mean, that's why I always ask about banks and situations and things like that, because, you know, ever since 2008, you know, banks have been in big trouble about lending out money, and it usually takes, you know, quite a bit of time. And, you know, with lines of credit and things like that, they don't really like doing lines of credit just because, you know, you're borrowing money. You're borrowing your own money and paying interest on it. It's kind of weird, but that's true. And, you know, there's a lot of different options out there for you. I know you guys usually go through like Caterpillar or Bobcat or something like that if you guys ever need like that kind of stuff, which is fine, totally cool. But, you know, sometimes I know they have really good interest rates on those, but you can only usually, you know, get one piece at a time and, you know, finance that at 0%, which is awesome. That's really hard to compete with. But, you know, if you're looking to bring on two pieces or three pieces, you know, they're not going to let you do three pieces at 0%, you know.
No.
We have that equipment financing. We're really good at what we do. And, you know, we're a little bit different than your nationwide bank. We can actually get you approved in 24 hours and actually have the money in your account in 48 hours. So that's one of the good things with us. So, and we're a relationship-based bank. So we just want to grow a relationship with you guys and, you know, and help you guys out along the way. We want to help out with your business. We want to help your business grow in any way that we can.
Your clients?
We have before. We sure do. Is that something big? Is that what you guys...
I was just curious.
Oh, no. Yeah, I mean, we have before, sure. Absolutely.
If it's, like, requested, right?
Yeah, if it's requested and, you know... and things like that, yeah. But that has to go through, like, my VP and all of those guys.
Do you ever fly your clients out to where you're at?
I haven't heard of that.
I would come during the winter.
Oh, yeah? To San Diego?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. I'll put that in little notes here. You come out here to San Diego in the wintertime. Sounds good.
Midwest weather in the winter is not great.
Yeah, I have a lot of family out in Chicago.
Oh, you
So,
do. So you
oh
totally
yeah.
get it.
I do. It's freezing. And in the summer, it's not that fun either. You guys have huge, giant mosquitoes.
That's great. I know, it's just bad. It's just bad
Yeah.
all the way around.
I know. You know, like the perfect place is it's San Diego. There's
It
no
is.
bugs, no winter,
I
palm
heard there's a
trees,
lot of
beach.
smog. Is that true?
A lot of smog.
Yeah, like it's like.
That's only like in LA, like downtown LA,
Okay, so if
which
you.
is gross. I
It
wouldn't
is.
recommend there. No.
Really?
Yeah. San Diego's nice. It's pretty. Have you ever been out here?
No, I would love to come out there.
Yeah?
But
Okay.
no, never done it.
Maybe just check it out. It's pretty nice.
I definitely wouldn't go to LA then, just based upon what you said.
I mean, some people like to go there for Hollywood and things like that.
Right.
But recommend living there, and no, I wouldn't live there. No, probably not. I've actually been to Notre Dame. That's over in Indiana.
Yep, South Bend.
Yeah, absolutely. I saw a Michigan State game there in Notre
That's
Dame. It's
cool.
pretty fun.
Yeah. That's my son's favorite team.
Notre Dame?
Yep.
It's a lot of people's favorite team.
Yep. That or Michigan. It's one of the others, usually.
Yeah, that's close. All
Okay,
right.
well, I will watch for your email and I will talk with Adam and see if he has any interest in purchasing anything newer.
Okay.
And if he knows of any upcoming finance needs.
Okay, perfect.
Does
Yeah.
that sound
And
good?
yeah, absolutely. All right, Shannon. Well, it was a pleasure talking to you. I really do appreciate your time.
Yep, no problem. You have a great day.
Thanks. We'll be in touch.
Okay,
Yeah. All
bye.
right. Bye-bye.